Sport on RTE Radio 1.
23 minutes to 9, Darren is back with more sport and more updates from the Irish camp.
Indeed, Angus, yeah, just 3 days to go now to the Republic of Ireland's World Cup opener against Australia. And the news this morning on Denise O'Sullivan's shin injury appears to be good. She was taken to hospital on Friday after picking up an injury early in that abandoned game against Colombia. Well, the team are training at this very moment, that session just underway, and Denise is warming up with that group. Now, the Irish manager Vera Powell has been giving our soccer correspondent Tony Donoghue an update from pitch side.
Vera, the nation has been waiting, some people praying for the safe recovery of Denise O'Sullivan. Can you give us positive news on how she is?
Well, we have discussed and we decided to be completely open where we stand. The boot is off today. You've seen her walking around. She's going to start to do the core stability, the bands, building up the toners, and then we're going to start to run with her and see where she stands. After today, I hope that we can have good news, but we only know until after today.
Is it a big ask from an injury like that to go into such a big game, do you think?
It depends on it's a bruising, it's not a fracture. It depends on how much pain can she bear, because it will be painful. But all doctors, all experts, all specialists have said that it is possible. But is it doable? That is the big question.
That is the big question. Let's get more now from Tony, who is at that session right now. How's she looking out there, Tony?
Yeah, she is running, which I'm glad to say, from a touchline all the way into the penalty area and back. And they've done an elaborate warm-up, I have to say, by the way. They've had yoga or Pilates mats out first, doing a lot of stretching. Then they were doing strength and conditioning exercises with medicine balls and the like and weights. And now they're just starting to run. And it's really good news to see that Denise O'Sullivan is running. But I wouldn't want to be overly optimistic yet, because, of course, we won't see the part of the session where the ball will come into play and where we'll get actual match style action and how she copes with that. You know, it's her left leg, it's her standing foot in a way, you might say, but how she leans on that and how much pain she can bear, as Vera was saying, will tell a tale. So it's only 3 days to go. This is the last session for the squad in Meakin Park here in Brisbane. Night has fallen, by the way. It got dark here about 5 o'clock, and it's really cold as well, and will be colder in Sydney, I believe. But you know, the news on Denise is much better than we thought, because I was certain once I saw her in crutches and that protective boot that her chance of playing against Australia was gone. But there's a lot more positivity about her in the Irish camp. Everyone's saying Denise is a tough cookie, and she certainly is. But they pride themselves, I think, as a coaching staff on being very careful with the welfare of the players. They check with the stats how they are, and they won't risk her if she's not ready, willing and able. And of course she's willing and able. Will she be ready in time? That's the key question.
Yeah, the big question over here, Tony, is, you know, there's a lot of commentary on whether the game should have been abandoned or should have gone on with the release of that video footage from the Colombian side of things. And then this injury to Denise, that injury picked up by Katie McCabe. Is this beginning of the World Cup, is it overshadowing what's going to be the opening game? And will that impact the players, we're wondering?
Well, I can't remember a match being abandoned, basically, because of one team being overly physical before. I mean, it is a physical game. This is the World Cup elite competition, but everyone will be working really hard to get every point on offer. And you have to do warm-up matches. It's as simple as that. You won't be prepared properly if you don't. But we have been unfortunate. You have to say probably our two best players, Katie McCabe, our captain, getting injured against France, but she recovered well from that. And Denise O'Sullivan, she's certainly the heartbeat of the Irish midfield. And if she can do what Katie McCabe did and make a swift, perhaps a miraculous recovery, and be ready to start against the Matildas in Sydney on Thursday, well, the nation holds its breath, as they say.
Famous words. Tony, thank you very much for that update. Now, in Gaelic games, Kerry beat Derry to advance to the All-Ireland Football Final. The defending champions coming from behind to win it by 2 points. And they'll play Dublin in the final after their 7-point victory against Monaghan. Sorry about that, Audrey. You have to bring this up again.
So close.
I thought Monaghan were brilliant, by the way, and Derry. And I think that scoreline on Saturday evening, just a tad unfair in Monaghan. Both games really did hang in the balance with about 10 minutes or there to go. And our regular Monday morning contributor Eamon Fitzmaurice feels both Kerry and Dublin just had the know-how to get the job done.
I think that, you know, both Kerry and Dublin have that know-how. They've been there, done that in terms of going down the stretch in those tight games and knowing how to win it and what the right things are to do. And, you know, for emerging teams like Derry and Monaghan, it is kind of the chicken and the egg situation. You need to get it done to develop that experience, because when you're in that situation and you don't have the experience of winning, you can make a few rash decisions and just a couple of things can go against you. Whereas, you know, that Dublin team, obviously, for years, were brilliant at seeing out games and knowing how to go and win it at the end. And Kerry have developed that habit, a brilliant habit, over the last season or two as well now. So, you know, credit obviously to Derry and Monaghan, but like I said, that bit of know-how and experience from Kerry and Dublin shone through in the end.
You've joined us every Monday throughout the championship, Eamon. We've spent a lot of it talking about, you know, the negative approach by teams, these tactical battles. What's going to happen in the final? Are we going to get more of the same? Are Dublin and Kerry going to throw off the shackles and just go for this?
I think they will, Darren, to be honest. I think any time that Kerry and Dublin play, you know, that it's often a kind of a 6-6 contest up front, where both teams will play with six forwards and play them as forwards. But at the same time, when they're out of possession, then you'll have both sides will be trying to get plenty of bodies back into their own half and defend in numbers as well. But, you know, these games tend to take on a life of their own. We haven't been disappointed by too many Kerry-Dublin games over the years, and I don't expect the final to be any different. You know, both teams have had indifferent patches to their seasons, but both of them are really coming to the boil at the right time. They've had good wins in the quarterfinals, then they had tough semi-final wins where they really had to dig deep, use their whole squads. So they're both in very similar situations coming into the final. I think the teams are probably more even than they ever have been. You know, in the past, even in the 2019 final, Dublin were probably slightly ahead of Kerry at that stage. But I think both teams and both squads are very even now, and it should make for a great game.
That's Eamon Fitzmaurice. Now, Dublin's ladies booked a place in the All-Ireland semi-finals after a 3-12-6 victory over Donegal. They'll meet Cork in the last four. Johnny Sexton's been handed a 3-match ban, which will rule him out of Ireland's 3 World Cup warm-up games. He's been found guilty of misconduct after he confronted the match officials following Leinster's Champions Cup loss to La Rochelle. So he'll miss those 3 games, but he will be free for the tournament itself. Rory McIlroy got back to winning ways with his victory at the Scottish Open. He did it in some style too. 2 birdies on 17 and 18 in really windy conditions helped him to a 68 and a 1-shot victory over Robert McIntyre. Sophie O'Sullivan and Sarah Healy came home first and second at the European Under 23 1500 metres final in Finland. Andrew Coskren has broken his own Irish 1500 metres record with a brilliant run at the Diamond League meet in Poland. He beat his previous best by over 2 seconds, and Rashida Adelecki has confirmed she's becoming a professional athlete, and that'll bring an end to her brilliant college career at the University of Texas. And finally, Carlos Alcaraz beat Novak Djokovic to win the Wimbledon men's final for the very first time.